Good morning, Jared. How are you today?
Craig, is it Craig or Bruce? Craig?
This is Bruce. Craig is Bruce. Also here with us. How are you today?
Good. Good to be with you again. Thank you.
And let's talk a little bit. We're sort of a day from the, they talked about the possible shutdown, but it looks like we're going to avert something like that. Can you give us a little insight into what you think is going to be happening?
Yeah, it's good news. Republicans and Democrats did our jobs. We came to a negotiation. There won't be a wall. There will be fencing where we need it, but mostly it's all about border security with agents and helicopters and other technology. We're always concerned because the president doesn't really send anybody with authority to these negotiations. So we're always, unlike presidents in the past, we're concerned that the president might change his mind and veto it. We were uncertain from what he was saying a day or so ago, but it looks like he'll sign it. It looks like he will not shut the government down, and we can do the job we were hired to do, to build infrastructure, to fix health care, to fix the tax law that too often helps the rich at the expense of everybody else. We got a lot to do.
Senator, you recently wrapped up your Dignity of Work tour in Iowa and New Hampshire. What did you take away from it, feedback from the people you met?
Well, parts of Iowa and New Hampshire look a lot like Lorain County. I mean, there are some of the same challenges of lost jobs, of wage stagnation, of young people too often leaving town, and that's a concern to all of us. I also began to sense that a lot of voters feel that this government has betrayed them, that we see jobs close down in the U.S. and move overseas in part because of our tax and trade policies. And I've been making this fight for a long time, and we'll keep fighting. And fundamentally, though, Ohioans and people from other states appreciate the whole dignity of work, that we need to honor and respect work more. If you love your country, you fight for the people and make it work. And our government is too distant that way and has simply stood much more on the side of corporate interests than it has for workers.
I see that you and Senator Portman also teamed up on legislation to help out the Ohio and Erie Canalway National Heritage Area. Speak on that if you could.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal for Ohio. As we know, we're one of the few states east of the Mississippi that has a national park, and that was because of a bipartisan fight and battle years ago that Congressman Regulin and Congressman Seiberling did, and it's up to us to continue that. And this designates an area a little bit east of where people are listening, along between New Philly and between Cleveland south through New Philadelphia, Dover, through Canton, that area, the Ohio and Erie Canalway National Heritage Area. It's a good way to preserve our parkland and our natural resources and sustain them at the same time to allow people in pretty populated areas to enjoy them. And it was a good move, and it was bipartisan, and we got it included in the new law.
Before I let you go, did Connie get a wish for Happy Valentine's Day yet this morning?
I called her. She's home. She teaches on Mondays and Wednesdays, and she got the wish, but that's all she's got so far, so I got to go to work on it. But thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I'm just, as a one guy to another, you always have to make sure you got the bases covered on it. Senator Brown, we appreciate your
good timing.
Time
thank
morning.
You, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.